At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We're also on the clock. The NBA Finals set to tip off in a couple of hours' time. We're going to break it down. We'll break down the numbers. We'll get into the game prices. We'll get into the MVP props. We'll get into the game props. We've got Major League Baseball going on right now. Although, from my perspective, I don't know if that's a good thing because the misery continues. Yesterday, you saw a full meltdown by me and the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. And Cam really was melting down and really was the Raging Redhead yesterday. But the misery continues with the first game this morning, a 13-inning marathon in which the Atlanta Braves survive and beat the Cincinnati Reds after nearly 5 hours of excruciatingly close and intense baseball. The Atlanta Braves take game one, Cam.
Yeah, why would it be any other way? Reds, eight runners on in extra innings. Bases juicy. They no outs, strike out, pop up. These guys, they're horrible. I didn't even know what to say. And if you're Trevor Bauer, you pitch a record 12 strikeouts in that game to no walks, and you're watching this, like, every inning you got a chance to win. But that's the thing. That's something that can live with you. I don't know if you can like, baseball players are pretty resilient. You could shake it off. But the way they lost, Gabe, with the opportunities, that it was pretty hard to watch. That game was torturous.
Yeah, you know what? And it is going to be tough. It's one of those deals you'd almost just rather lose 9-0.
Yes.
And know, all right, the game's over because you went so long. You get into your bullpen. It's just so emotionally draining. We talk about it, Kemp. Very similar situation to those overtime and double overtime hockey games. They're just painfully draining if you don't win. If you're going to play that long, you better win when it's all said and done. But a big win for the Atlanta Braves. We've got games going on right now as we speak. The St. Louis Cardinals, high-scoring game right now. Good news, bad news. I'm on the Cardinals plus money. The bad news is I'm also on the under 9 runs. There's already been 7 runs scored. We're only in the top of the third inning right now. It was 1-0 Atlanta, of course. Final score in 13 innings. That game stayed under the number. The Chicago Cubs were up, 1-0. It was a low-scoring game, man. It was scoreless in the fifth inning. The Cubs take a 1-0 lead, and then, bam, here come Miami. 5 runs they put up in the seventh inning. The Miami Marlins beat Kyle Hendricks and the Chicago Cubs. 5-1 final score. 5-1 final score from Wrigley. And the Minnesota Twins have now lost 18 consecutive postseason games. Please tell me you weren't on the Twins, Cam.
No, that's one thing. Like, that game was like an unbettable game. Wish you took Houston. That was the only game I passed on. Actually, today's not been as bad as ever. The Reds pissed me off, but I had some plus 1.5. I actually took the fish, Gabe. I didn't like the Cubs at that price. One there. If Oakland holds on, it's good. But being a homer idiot that I am, I took the Blue Jays, and they're down 8-2 right now. So it's more of a mixed bag today. Yesterday was just a massacre. But I'm going to surprise you, and probably you're going to tell me not to do it, but I'm already doing it. I'm going back to Cleveland tonight. I know they got murdered by the Yankees. This is when I jump in, when they get murdered. I love Yankees. Yeah, and if Cleveland, if they lose tonight, shame on me. But I'm betting them as a dog.
I'm not going to tell you not to do it. I think the Cleveland Indians are in the play tonight as well. Things got away from Bieber last night. Tonight's a different situation. And Tanaka's not Garrett Cole either. I think Cleveland are resilient enough. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates. Game Time Decisions Radio begins. I am Arancy. We're kicking it with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Lou, Gamblu.com will join us a little bit later on. We'll get into the UFC octagon. We've got an amazing we're going to put Lou to the test. It's funny, because you remember about a month ago or so, Lou got offended when I told him that the UFC card sucked. And I said, besides like one or two fights, this card sucks. And he gave me the old, well, you know, if you're a real fan and, you know, none of these cards suck. And you noticed about three or four times since then, he's like, yeah, I got nothing on this card. This card's bad.
Exactly. He's agreeing now. I just want to see Lou come at me because I know he was betting on Dallas like me. I want to say, Lou, like, oh, yeah, remember that future I had on the Tampa Bay Lightning or something? We'll have a good laugh today with Lou. It should be fun.
That's in the past, Cam. That's in the past. Stanley Cup, we're moving on past that. But we've got a UFC card. We'll talk some NFL with Lou as well. Of course, we got Major League Baseball that will track. The St. Louis Cardinals have just put another run up on the board. It's 6-2 right now for the Cards, who I thought were a live dog. The Oakland Athletics in a must-win situation. They're up 5-2 late right now in this game. We all knew about the Chicago White Sox being 14-0 against left-handed pitchers. Well, they won again yesterday against Lizardo, making 15-0. Bassett's not a southpaw. Exactly. You know, that's evidently a big difference maker in this game. Listen, Oakland did what you had to do, Cam. Oakland did what Minnesota couldn't do. You've got to put runs up early on the board in these must-win games. Take the pressure off. Otherwise, man, everyone starts trying to swing for the fences. The pressure starts to build. And, you know, you look at Oakland, you know they're a lot more comfortable being up 4-0 after two innings.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, too. Just Gabe, watching the way Minnesota lost again. They lost on a base running error. A guy went home, got thrown out of the plate in a rundown. Like, if it could have gone wrong, it did go wrong. And this team, that's a team that's mentally lost it. Like, you know what I mean? They just weren't thinking out there. They probably got, hey, we've lost 17 in a row. Like, they should have won that game. They screwed up large.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. 18 consecutive now. 18 consecutive choke jobs by the Minnesota Twins.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabe Morenzo. We're kicking it over to Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. Lou, gamblew.com will step up and in and join us in a couple of moments. I'm getting into the UFC Octagon. We'll talk some NFL football. Of course, we've got the NBA Finals tonight. We've got Major League Baseball going on right now. And we've been absolutely killing it over the last couple of weeks. We've really built the account up, but it's been a rough 24 hours, Cam. And I know it's been rough because I'm not even betting like massive units on these games, but I'm still losing massive money because I'm just not winning. It's just one loser after another. But fortunately, the Las Vegas Aces got it done for us yesterday. The ladies from Las Vegas, the Las Vegas ladies got it done. Race to 20, winner, and then they won the game outright as well. They won the game outright. I cashed the plus 155. I know you cashed the plus 3.5. And it made a big difference winning those two plays. It salvaged, sure did. It softened the blow. Put it, you know what, Cam? It was like falling out of a plane. And, you know, we didn't really have a parachute, but at least like we had like a, we had a sheet. had something to help brace the fall, but still ended up breaking my ankle.
we didn't die. But it's good to have a couple broken ribs and a leg. Like, we'll be in a wheelchair for a while.
Bunch of trees.
Yeah. Like, we should have died, but we didn't. Like, we're hanging in there. And with a 5-month recovery, I think we're going to make it. Eating soup out of a straw. But hey, thanks to the Aces, you're right. And the money line was a good little play. It was crazy. For people that didn't know that game, I can't believe how many points they scored in the second half compared to the first game. That score was like 64, 63 for like minutes. Like, nobody was scoring till the end. And when the Aces went up 3, I'm like, yes, we can win this game. And they did.
Yeah, the pressure built late in that basketball game. Trip to the big finals on the line. It was a close game. Las Vegas were the better team. Connecticut were like the Cinderella story. And, you know, Las Vegas just, outgunned them late in the basketball game. It was a fun game, actually. I was watching it. Yeah, listen, the Yankees-Indians game was a complete blowout, right? I mean, what was there to watch there? All right, so NBA basketball tonight, NBA Finals set to tip off. And we've got some real interesting storylines here, guys, in this Finals. Anytime LeBron James there, you've got to tip your cap in the sense that it's hard to believe this is his 10th NBA Finals appearance, guys. It's very similar to Tom Brady, actually, in which we sort of just take it for granted, but that's not normal, guys. You know what I mean? Not. Like, think about it. Like what, Tom Brady's been in 10 Super Bowls too, right? So, Cam, there's only been 54 Super Bowls. Like, bro, like when you've been in like a quarter of the championships of a league, like, you're kind of iconic.
I agree.
When LeBron, they can say, in the last, 25 years, I was part of 10 of those championships. Now, he didn't win every one of them, but it just shows his impact on the league. But what a difference it would make, Cam. And this is very similar. I was thinking about this. Because, listen, he's been in nine NBA Finals appearances, and he's 3-6, right? And some people are critical of that. And I don't know, how you want to look at it. You can say, he's only won 3 of the 9, but he's also gotten to that many, and he's carrying.
He's also won three. He's had teams that like had no supporting cast, and I'd like to know on many people's NBA
he was
career.
Playing with like Delonte West.
Exactly. Can you walk away? Like, if I walk away with a career with one title and something's like, wow, we won a title. It's not easy winning a title. That's the thing. People, they look at it. Oh, whoa, you won 3-6. Well, yeah, you won three friggin' championships.
That's a good point that you raise, actually, because think of like the Seattle Seahawks winning the Super Bowl, like the Raptors winning the title. Yeah. How much joy it brought. Just one.
Exactly.
Just one.
We got one. Exactly.
One finals, and I'm still like on cloud. Oh, what a great memory that was.
I agree.
Like LeBron,
man.
It's like, yeah, what finals? Which one? I don't know. Well, I don't even remember them all. You know what I mean? It's like, that one. Oh, yeah, that one. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, just that many. But if you're a gambler, Cam, we were just talking about this. What a great correlation. If you're a gambler, what a big difference it is, Cam, between 4-6 and 3-7. And if you're LeBron James, it's the same thing. 3-7 kind of looks, you only won 30% of the game. 3-7. 4-6 is like, well, that's pretty close.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, he lost two more, but he was on some, you know, he didn't have great players here all the time. So the legacy here is big. I mean, look, Jordan's at 6, bro. LeBron gets to 4, then maybe has one more left in him. He gets to 5. I wonder how he's thinking. Does LeBron, is he obsessed with the 6? I don't think so.
I think he's more obsessed with rewriting all the stat books. Yeah, he likes, you're right about that.
He thinks,
then he'll think about it.
All you people say I ain't Jordan, I win 2 more. Suck it, right?
So how many years, how many years if he takes care of his body and stuff do you think he has left? Honestly. 4?
5? 7?
4? I was thinking 4 or 5, probably. 5 is the max. So if he wins, in my opinion.
The thing like is, think about how good he is right now at 35.
Exactly.
34 and a half, 35. Like, he's still dominant. Like a top 5 player in the league.
Yes, he
like
is.
Like, at this age. So, like, I'd say LeBron still has another 2 years of dominance. Like, where it's another, like, whatever. Like, he's just better than everyone. Yeah. Then he'll be 37, 38. And then he merges into, I don't have to be the main guy. And, you know what I mean? I'm going to have some bunch of stars on the team guy. You know, there's different ways he can go about this. But I don't know. I don't sense, like Drew Brees is set to retire. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain guys that you know. It's like, yeah, you know, this is, he's coming towards the end here.
Yeah.
Even Jordan, you kind of knew, you know, he's getting towards the end here. Like, LeBron, he's not anywhere near the end, Cam. A lot of people think LeBron is waiting for his son to get to the NBA, which would be like in 5 years. But I think he's more concerned about titles than his son right now.
I agree. Individual stats, titles. But the thing is, to your point, if he wins number 4, then you start to think in his mind going, 2 more. That's 6. MJ, you know what I mean? And we still think he's got gas in the tank. That's why he's so playing so angry now. He actually sees it. Like, he doesn't really talk about it, but I can tell you, it is in his craw.
He's got a chip on his
shoulder. He's thinking about it all the time. Oh, big time. He's more angry now. And more determined.
I'm getting cold feet. I'm all Miami this. As the series approaches, I'm like, Miami ain't winning it. They're not beating him. Like, I'm starting to think. I'm like,
know what I want to do, Gabe?
Know what I want to do? By the way, what are you going to do? Go on. What are you going to do?
I hope Miami wins game 1 so you can get the Lakers at a number and hit it. Because I don't want to take it at minus 360 that they have in the series. If Miami wins the first game, it's going to go down to a respectable number. The Lakers aren't losing. They might lose in 6 or 7, but I don't think they're going to lose. I'd love to see Miami win.
Miami can beat them. You know, it's not like we're not going in here. This isn't like Loyola Chicago versus Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, wow, man, we need these guys to like, you know, break their ankle and get injured in a game to beat them type thing, right? Yeah. we need a bus accident on the way. Like, otherwise we're screwed. Mm. Right? It's not that, right? Miami can play with them. But the thing is, and you know what I mean, Cam? Can Miami have to be perfect, Cam? You know what I mean?
They can do.
Can they be perfect for 7 games? Not 1 or 2 games, but can you can you be good and beat them and then do it again? Like we saw Denver. Yeah, beat them. But then when you pissed them off, they smoked you. Right? Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Can you do it again? It's like, you know, like a great thing like UFC fights, Cam. A lot of guys have a good first round, bro. You know what I mean? And you're like, oh, man, good first round. Then by the 3rd round, the guy's eating it, right? He's eating it. It's like, yeah, how about golf, Cap? I remember once golf, bro. Like, I played like 6-7 holes. I was like under par. I was like, this is unbelievable. I got up at 26. I ended up shooting like 106. Totally melted down. Yeah, man, couldn't do it for 18 hole. Like, you know what I'm
saying? Exactly. Yeah, I'll tell you a great golf story after the break, Gabe. It was like, same type of thing, but I'm with you, man. I don't think they could be perfect for 7.
Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game Time Decision continues. I am Renzi. We're kicking it with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. The St. Louis Cardinals are kicking it right now.
Oh, boy.
They're up 6-2. Although, San Diego's not tapping out. They got runners on first and third. The Tampa Bay Rays are blowing out the Blue Jays, and it's 8-2. Yeah. I actually think the Rays are going to go all the way to the World Series and face the Los Angeles Dodgers. We'll get to that after. Let's bring in Lou right now. Gamblu.com steps up and then Lou, always a pleasure. Ooh. Lou, how you doing?
Lou, I'm doing great, guys, and I want to start out by congratulating you, Gabe. Last week, you know, I was a stubborn guy and I kept my elbows up and went Dallas in hockey. You told me about Tampa. We discussed it, and I want to at least commend you for the good position. You saw it a week ago. I ended up following Dallas a couple more times. They won one more game, but it was a tough hockey season for me. And I want people that follow me in hockey to understand that next year when it's normal, and I'm not making excuses for this year, it was a bad year. And as Parcells says, you are what your record says you are. But next year, my hockey friends, stay with me because I will make amends.
Well, Lou, there's no need, live in the past here. But I'll tell you what, one good thing, next hockey season's really not all that far away. It's only a couple of months away. And people don't really realize that about these sports as, you know, next season, they have to get back on track. So I think the National Hockey League's aiming, you know, playing late December, early January. We'll see if they're able to pull it off. But job well done by the National Hockey League. I got to give them credit. You know, my biggest beef is, I don't know, you could have made the rink look a little like, yeah, that's my only biggest beef. It was a little dry. But other than that,
they got the job done.
Yeah, they got the job done. It was well done. The players as well deserve a ton of credit. And, you know, the Tampa Bay Lightning deserve credit as well. Finally exercising the demons, Lou. Finally exercising the demons. They faced a lot of tests, a lot of adversity. You know, there's a hockey writer in Toronto called Damian Cox, and his last name is fitting. We'll just put it that way. So Damian Cox.
That's a good one.
It's not bad, Ken. I know. I was actually pretty good.
No.
I had to chuckle inside after that myself. It wasn't planned.
There's somebody else upstairs who liked that joke too, Gabe. Excellent joke.
But anyways, so he's a hockey writer, and no one likes the guy, all right? But anyways, though, he's like, oh, you know, congratulations to Tampa, but it's not a real Stanley Cup win.
And that's...
Shut the hell up. It's not a real Stanley Cup win. These guys were in a bubble for 80 days, right? Like, you heard Victor Hedman. So we've been here 81 days. This is a grind. Like, people like, it was different. You know what I mean? Yeah, traveling around and stuff. But so what, you want to get back into You know, in the old days, in the original 6 days and stuff, they barely traveled. They played back-to-back games and, like, yeah. You know, it was totally different. So
I would consider it harder.
It's ridiculous.
You're in the same spot. You're in the same – Gabe, you're in the same spot. You have to do the same stuff. Mentally, it is taxing. Hockey's not just a tough game. You have nowhere to go. You're in the bubble. You got to find out, like, you know what I mean? You got to keep your head in together. Like, guys were saying they were going Looney Tunes there, right? Yeah. So that's the thing. To call it not a proper championship is ignorant and actually stupid. And I think the Tampa Bay, I don't put an asterisk beside anything. You win that game, you win those, and the way you have to win, kudos to them. Well-deserved Stanley Cup victory. It's no asterisk with me.
Lou? If there is an asterisk, guys, it's an asterisk for a premium. Because I believe, they didn't have to travel all over the country and fly in a plane, okay. But what those guys did for 81 days in the bubble is a premium. And I'll say that Tampa exceeded expectation. Whoever would have won in that bubble exceeded expectation. And therefore, Mr. Cox, I think, is completely incorrect.
Well, it won't be the first time, but thank you, Lou. And you know what? You're right about that in a sense, too. I heard they were talking about this in the NBA hub. One of the players brought up, when you're struggling, it's hard, man. You can't, you know what I mean? Like, when you're in the real world, it's like, all right, man, I'm going to go out with my girlfriend. I'm going to go to the strip club. I'm going out to eat. I'm going out to do this. I have a change of scenery. You know, suddenly I'm back home again. The shot starts falling. And we're talking about how when things are going bad, all you do is go back to your room. It was Jimmy Butler. He's like, all you do is just go back to your room and sit there and burn for 2 days. Yeah. And you know Butler, can't imagine just Butler sitting in his room.
His burning is hotter than most. Like, he will.
Can't believe it.
Well, speaking of burning, hopefully they were able to burn, because if they weren't able to burn, there'd be no way they'd get through it.
Well played. Lou.
I mean,
well
think played. Of that, fellas. That'd be impossible.
Yeah. That would be my number one concern. Like, right away, I would have said, I don't care. I would have said,
that's
no problem.
I'll live in the bubble.
But I would have had the but, and I'm just gonna tell him I'm gonna be right by the pool. And hey, you ain't saying nothing. I'm living in a bubble. I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do, Lou. You know what I'm saying?
That's my problem, Lou, too. Because I'll eat anything, right? So I'm thinking the same thing. If you put me in a bubble and I can't get a cold beer after like a week, or like if I can't get a can of Coke, I'll kill somebody for it. Like, you know what I mean? Me and Morenci got little things that we need in our lives.
You don't have a corner on that, brother. We all have a little something. But more importantly, these guys are in the same bubble together. So you're down at the pool, and right on the other side of the pool, there's the guys from the other team doing the same thing. There had to be great conversations. There had to be great situations. And the stories that we'll hear from this in a few months ought to be outstanding.
Great point.
We'll get into some picks, but you know what the biggest fear is to, especially in the NBA? The NHL is a little bit different. NHL guys are more, I'm not talking to you right now. You know, they'll sort of, look the other way. You know, the NBA guys are all like kicking it together, right? Hey, what's up, man? You should come play with us. And that's the big thing that everyone's worried about. Think of the colluding that's been going on in there, guys.
Oh,
you
big
can't
time.
Stop it. Every player, man. Hey, yo, what's up, bro? I've heard different players all say that. They said the coolest thing is they don't get to hang out with the other guys like this. And like you said, Lou, I can just imagine like the stuff that's going on. And people are concerned that like the Dallas Mavericks and Miami Heat are going to come out of this basically like and just sign everybody. That everyone's already sort of wink wink on this. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. So, Lou, I couldn't help but, and I appreciate the kind words about the cup, but I couldn't help but bring up earlier on the show. And I said to Kay, I said, you remember a couple of months ago when I told Lou the UFC card sucked and he took offense? I said, but since then, he seems to have agreed a couple of times. This card's a tough one. Unless I'm missing something here, Lou, you got some picks for us?
I got a couple picks, and I just want to say that I don't know if I really wanted to stick up for the cards, but These guys are doing a hell of a job. If something happens with this Tennessee and Pittsburgh thing and football falls down and a few things start to crumble, the UFC is going to be the little engine that could that keeps going up that hill, and I'm right there with them.
So I'm not criticizing. They did a great job.
So I don't want to be critical, but there are some unusual cards, and this one surely fits as unusual.
Unusual.
you're a genius. Unusual. You should like, that's some good stuff, Lou. Like that's some great wordsmanship. That's an unusual. Exactly.
Well, I wrote for the debates last night, and they fired me because I was too neutral.
That was a train wreck.
So anyway, and I just want you to know I got a high quality paperclip tap to my.
Oh, it sounds great, Lou.
So I can look at my notes and I won't interrupt. So the two fights, the two main events are ladies' fights at 135 pounds of bantamweight. I like both the fights. They're the top two fights. And sometimes, you know, I don't often find myself betting the ladies, but if there's advantage there, I'll take them. And in the main event, Aldana and Holly Holm, it's a tale of experience and kickboxing and the distance against a Mexican fighter. Actually, Aldana is of Mexican descent, and Mexican fighters bring two things to the octagon or the ring. They bring aggression, and then they bring the ability to not really begin to fight until they get rung up. And Aldana fits both of those bills. She's really aggressive. She's going to press this fight and make Holm uncomfortable. And I think eventually her pressure is going to work. In December, she just beat Caitlin Vieira, who just put a whooping on Ciara Eubanks, and Eubanks has been really riding momentum lately. So Aldana's a very slight underdog here. Holly Holm has the name, but I think that Aldana is the fighter that you want to look at.
Yeah, Holly Holm does have the name, but she's not getting any younger, Lou, at 38 years old either. And, you know, I think she's peaked. You know, she had her moment, and it was a great moment that she had. One of the biggest moments in UFC history. I think it still might be one of the biggest upsets, technically, in UFC history. But, dear God, Lou, there's a lot of losses here, isn't there? I mean, what, she's 1-4, 2-4. 3-5 in her last 8 fights, and she's like run the gauntlet, lost to everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's not like she's fought Amanda Nunes every time. All right, we'll hit this on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Continues. I am Gabriel Brentzer. We're coming in with a raging Reddit. Cam Stewart and Lou, Gamblew.com. I want to get some NFL, Lou. But so we got Holm and Aldana here as the main event. And you're leading with the Mexican fighter here in Irene Aldana.
Short underdog. I like her pressure. I like her aggression. I think she'll take the fight to Holm. I don't know that she'll finish it. She'll try. Then in the co-main event, another couple of very capable women fighters, the Duchess from the Netherlands, Jermaine Durandamy, against Juliana Pena. Pena's only had a couple
fights.
It should be. However, in my opinion, the odds makers are really giving Pena respect, because this line is tighter than I would have expected it to be. And for that reason, I think Jermaine Durandamy is a good buy here. I'm seeing her. When I wrote my article earlier in the week, she was minus 110. She might be minus 130 now. But at that price, with her length, her experience, and she's been a champion in every fight category, every fight organization in the world, I think she's going to be hard to beat. That said, Pena, who is a beautiful young woman, Also is a pretty bad hombre when it comes to fighting, and that it should be a good fight. I just don't think Pena can get Durandamy down where she needs to, and if it stays standing, Durandamy's got too many tools.
All right. I can't disagree. She's really put together an impressive resume. She's got that kickboxing experience as well. As you stated, Lou, she's been around. She's been in, like, you know, 100 fights in her life. I remember when she was raw in MMA, and I was like, man, she can get good at this, and she is. You know, she is. And you look, she's pretty much beaten everyone. She ran into Amanda Nunes, right? So, and she's you got to give her credit. And she's often undervalued, too, or underrated by the public. For one reason or another. A fight that caught my eye, just that I'm like, oh, wow. And I don't know. You brought up the debate. It's almost like the debate here. It's like, why? Why is Carlos Condit and Cormier McGee? Why? Why? Carlos Condit and Cormier McGee fighting each other. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, man, and you know, Lou, you always talk about the fight game being, you know, guys just can't let go. And, you know, you look at Carlos Condit, a guy who's fought for championships before. I think he was a champion in the WEC. Right? So, you know, he's been a champion. He actually forced GSP to retire. People don't realize that. Like, GSP got into the big battle with Johnny Hendricks, but GSP knew when he got kicked in the head. I was at the fight. He got kicked in the head. I don't know if you remember, Lou. Carlos Condit drilled him, man. Kicked him in the head, and GSP dropped, man, in Montreal. And GSP went down, and, you know, he recovered after. And GSP told people after, he said, 2 years ago, I would have blocked that kick. Like, he knew. GSP knew. He goes, I would have blocked that kick. And I'm giving people some inside stuff. But GSP got lost on the way to his own gym about a month after. And GSP's a smart guy. Like, his life doesn't depend on being in the UFC, right? So he knew, man, this isn't good. And it went back to that kick, and he told people, Carlos Condit's kicked him to the head, really messed me up. GSP didn't get hit a lot, right? He never really got smoked over the years. So he finally got smacked in the head. It rattled him pretty good. And, you know, he took a little time off. Like, you know, he's, you know, whenever I hear this stuff about GSP fighting, you know, I'll call him out and stuff. It's like, guys, GSP's like 41 years old now or something. Like,
another thing is, Gabe, he's doing insurance commercials where he's jogging down the street. Hey, champ, how you doing? He's like, hey, I got great car insurance. Like, he's fine. He's making money from other stuff. You think he wants to get in the octagon when Bel Air Direct Insurance is greasing him and getting envelopes? Exactly. Yeah,
he's got money. He doesn't blow his money. Like, he never blew his money, that guy. All right, so Carlos Condit and Cormier McGee. Well, what do you make of this, Lou, here? So, listen, Cormier McGee's a great story for people who don't know. You know, alcoholic, drug addict, you know, guy had a tough life, lived on the streets, put his life together. And you got Carlos Condit, like I said, who used to be one of the top pound-for-pound fighters in the world. That's not I'm not overstating that. Like, guy was one of the best of the best. And, you know, here they are now just mid-card fighting each other here. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, GSP's ridden off into the sunset. Here's Condit. And Condit's father's like a politician. He was like the chief of staff for the governor of New Mexico or whatever. I know I had Condit on, and he's buddies with the governor and whatever. So what do you make of that fight, Lou, with Condit and McGee?
I make that fight a guy in Condit hasn't lost his last five, hasn't won since 2015, and last fought in 2018. Condit, unfortunately, is trying to make it in the coffee business in Albuquerque. I think he's struggling. He needs to make money. That's why he is fighting. His style doesn't equate to fighting past your prime, as we've seen in his last five fights. Meanwhile, McGee, who hasn't translated into being 30-something any better than Condit has, his style seems to be more roadworthy because he's a grinder, a brawler, a wrestler first. And so because of his style, I'm leaning to Court McGee because I think he can negate distance, get inside, and take Condit down and control the fight. And I lean to McGee. It's not a fight I'm racing to bet.
What a train wreck. Court McGee, 1-4 in his last five fights. Like, it's a great point, though. Carlos Khan, it used to be like reckless and aggressive.
Yeah.
And what was his nickname was a natural born killer, right? Like he really was aggressive, Condit. Man, I love watching.
He was. Yes, he was.
He had those bony elbows and bam, yeah. Bam. Like he was like kicking in the head, elbow you. Like he tried to hurt you, Ken. You know what I mean? Like a lot of guys just trying to win the fight. Condit was like, "Oh, great! I just made him bleed. Let me do it again." Like he loved it. He's just a natural born fighter.
Yeah, I saw that documentary on the coffee business. That's tough, Lou. You got to go up against Starbucks and stuff. I'm not sure if that was the right profession. Making money in coffee, that's a tough gig, pal.
Better off.
Yeah, I mean, the good news, you got a quarter. you have a quarter cost in a latte, and you get $5 for one. So it looks like you're going to make money hand over foot until you realize you're only selling 42 lattes a day. Yeah, that's a tough way to try and earn a living.
Yes. All right. So, Lou, we only got a couple of minutes. So anything else on this undercard? Will you get a quick NFL thought or see if you like anything NFL, but anything on this card you like?
Yeah. The rest of the card, Philippe and DeCastro is a heavyweight fight that's on the main card. DeCastro, I think, is a guy the organization wants to do well. He works at a high school with kids. It's a good story, fighting out of Camp Verde. Philippe is a guy that made his debut, and he was going to beat the heck out of this big Russian Sergei Spivak, and he fought hard for about 2.5 minutes and ran out of gas and ended up getting, pummeled. I don't like the other kid, and so for that reason, I'm going to tell you that DeCastro you might want to try and use in some of your pundit parlays because he's a big favorite. There's two kids from the MMA lab in Phoenix on this card, and they're both going to completely dominate. Kyler Phillips is a kid you should watch. He'll be one of the first fights, long dark hair. He's arguably one of the best 135ers in that gym, and that's Sean O'Malley's gym. You heard it here first. The other kid is 135 Casey Kenny. He's fighting Alatang, a Chinese fighter, and he's in a good position too. Huge favorites, these guys, but I do want to give them a shout.
Lou, gamblu.com. All right, Lou, so before we get you out of here, NFL football, man, it's hard to believe, isn't it? And we all know as we get older, time, unfortunately, just goes by too fast. But all you need to know is that it's week 4 of the NFL, a quarter of the season. It's week 4 of the NFL, and I guess it's official. So, Cam, I know you've had it in your updates. What's the deal with Pittsburgh and Tennessee? Is it Tuesday?
Now, they said Monday or Tuesday. I think they're going to lean Tuesday for the more extra time for the COVID test. But Monday night or Tuesday, Pittsburgh, Tennessee.
All right, Lou. Your Chicago Bears, Lou, undefeated still. An unlikely team. You wouldn't think of the Chicago Bears.
True.
They're actually home dogs against the Indianapolis Colts. It's a big football game in the sense that the Bears win, they're actually 4-0. And if the Colts win, they're 3-1 after that disaster opening up against Jacksonville. But Lou, looking at the NFL card, and I won't put you on the spot. It's midweek right now, but I know you do your research. So what catches your eye this week?
Just to address that game, what I'll say is the look-ahead line in that game is pick, and everybody and their mama, all the wise guys are on Indy giving 2.5. When that thing gets to 3 and Foles is the quarterback of the Bears, I will not be afraid. That's number one. Number two, here's what I'm looking at week 4. Now we know. And as soon as we know, it goes away. What do we know? We know that these overs are just a tsunami wave right now. And so let's just take a look. Cincinnati Bengals Jaguars open 44.5. It's now 49. Miami and Seattle opens 54. Dropped a tick to 53.5. Let's go to Vegas. The Bills opens 49.5, sitting 52.5. Philadelphia, San Francisco opens 43, goes to 46. My point is, is that everybody's betting their overs. And on every one of those games right there, gentlemen, I'm going to be betting under. I'll probably be teasing them in two-team teasers with a round robin. I'm telling you, the overreaction to the over is unwarranted. It's due primarily to the league not calling any penalties. Now Vegas and John Q. Public is all talking about it all week. They're all going to bet their overs. And Uncle Louie, the red-haired, raging fool, is going to be on all those unders, guys. And I invite you to come and join the party.
I can't tell, Lou, you're bald. So what, you are a raging redhead too?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, he knows I'm going to be betting those unders.
I noticed that Cam got a nice, tight, new, clean haircut, and I've
He looks like Brock Lesnar. He looks like Brock Lesnar special.
No, he looks tight. He looks clean.
He looks sharp, huh?
Thank you, Lou. Yeah, thank you.
No love for my look here, Lou? No love for that.
I see your look plenty, Gabriel.
It's fair.
Unders, guys.
So, yeah, listen, it's a good call, Lou, because at what point are they going to catch up? And I brought me and Teddy were talking about it. 2 weeks ago, the overs won 11-5. This week, with the push, depending on what you had, it went into Monday Night Football at 9-6 to the over. But as Lou stated, last week, the Lions and the Cards were 55.5.
Exactly.
I'm old enough to remember when totals were 36.5. And I was like, wow, that's pretty key number at 37 here.
Yeah.
30, Now everyone's 52.5. And they keep getting there. At what point are the odds makers going to catch up? All right. So Lou said he's going to be hitting the unders. Follow Lou on Twitter at Gamblu. Check him out over at his website at gamblu.com. Great stuff, Lou. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for the time, Lou.
Always my pleasure. Good luck to everybody. We'll see you next week.
There's
Lou.
There's Lou. Gamblu. Lou.
Lou.
Great stuff, Lou, as always. So looks like the Indians and the Yankees are going to be in a little bit of a rain delay right now. We'll get you caught up today.
Welcome to the Roslyn Eye Center.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. Game time decisions continues. I am Morency. You know we're kicking it with Ridge and Red and Cam Stewart as well. Great stuff with Lou, Gamblu.com. Just looking for a weather update right now. So, Cam, looks like we've got a little bit of a delay right now. The tarp on the field in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's not so bad. We're on the air with you till 9, so, hey, it's something to talk about, right? I'd like the game to start, like, preferably soon. And it sounds like we're both going to be on the same side. I'm taking Cleveland today in the bounce-back spot. Tanaka can be hit and miss, and I trust Carrasco. I like to take those teams that got beat up. You said it. I think Cincinnati would rather lost 11-1 or whatever tonight, get their butts handed to them, and then come back. Losing like that was heartbreaking. Indians can come back, tie up the series.
Up to the minute updates right now from Cleveland, Christy Ackert of the New York Daily News reporting right now. She just tweeted, here come the winds. Looks pretty windy there, Cam. As well, the tarp is still on the field. Stanton is out there working out right now. And if I'm the New York Yankees, the last thing I need is Stanton and a tarp and a wet tarp.
Actually, yeah, that's together. You know what? I got some advice for Stanton. Why don't you go run on the tarp and do a break dance or whatever? Yeah, we'll
see how it goes. I got some advice for Stanton. Yo, Stanton, get your ass in the clubhouse. That's what I'd be telling him. Like, dude, the one guy that gets hurt all the time is out on a tarp. Like, yeah, good stuff. Yeah, he's out in the tarp. Shit, Mike Stanton working out in the outfield while the tarp is on the field. Yeah, good job, Stanton. There was a famous tarp incident in the World Series many years ago. I believe it was 1985. And it was 85. Vince Coleman. He got ran over. It was famous. There's a video out there. It was a World Series game. Vince Coleman standing there near first base. Bunch of jackass, the grounds crew, rolled the tarp out. They rolled his ankle. They rolled the tarp over him. They knocked him out. That's how you see it all. All right, so we'll get into some NBA props on the other side as we transition into in-game live.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.